each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to The Winds of Change. This is Loretta Frelich, and I am co-host with Mary Fiorito, who, as you can hear, is not in the studio with me this afternoon, and we guest host the Monday Winds of Change for Father Anthony Bush. It is our privilege. And Mary is off today, as I said, but if you missed Mary, it's not too late to sign up for the Illinois Right to Life a listening event that's going to be held on December 1st at the Union League Club, and it's sponsored by Illinois Right to Life. They are going to host a listening party where you can listen to the oral arguments in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health. And it's a live listening session with a panel that Mary will be moderating, with some really excellent opportunities to flush out what's happening in Dobbs v. Jackson. And you'll be able to take that to your family and your friends, a clearer understanding of what is happening at the Supreme Court. And you'll have an opportunity to sit with other fellow warriors in the life movement. So we thank Mary for providing her expertise to this event on December 1st. And we are very grateful that Illinois Right to Life is hosting this event. Now, I would be remiss if I did not tell you of an even more important event on December 1st, and that is my wonderful mother's birthday. My mom is going to be 93. I love you, Mom, and I am thrilled that you are with me and that we are still having a blast on this journey in life. Amen. And so I just want to give a little shout out. Happy birthday, Mom. And now we're going to switch to the program you came on air to listen to. It is my privilege to bring a friend on air, Ivory Buston. Ivory, are you there?
I am here. Good afternoon, Loretta.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And you and I have been friends for years. And you're part, along with Sam Lussier, of a program that's on tomorrow night called Revive Chicago, A Night of Worship. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. I am so grateful to be with you, Loretta, and your listeners, and just really, really feel honored and privileged to just be speaking to my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ this afternoon. So yes, gladly, I would love to tell you all about it. It's actually next Tuesday,
right?
December 7th, from 6 to 8 p.m.
And what's going to happen there?
So Revive Chicago is just a night of worship where disciples across the city, and we're all disciples of Jesus. It doesn't matter what our denominational doctrines are, what we call ourselves. We are all Christians. We all serve and love the Lord, and it is just an opportunity to gather together in these really trying times and just come and worship the Lord for just a night of honoring and glorifying His name. So that's really what this event is all about. So worship and prayer.
And where is it going to be held, Ivory?
So it will be held at the Bridgeport Art Center in the Bridgeport neighborhood of Chicago, and that's at 1200 West 35th Street. It will be held in the coffee shop that's on the first floor. It's called Base Cafe, but it's actually spelled with numbers and letters. So it's 8A5E is the name of the coffee shop. Lovely, lovely coffee shop, but we will be gathering there to just sing praises to his name.
And the Bridgeport Art Center is located at 1200 West 35th Street in Chicago, right?
Correct, right at the corner of 35th and Racine.
And everybody that's coming, we can enter on the Racine Avenue side.
That is correct.
And there's free parking on the north side of the building.
Praise the Lord. Free parking. That is definitely something that we very much are excited about. As Chicagoans know, that's a little hard to come by. So, yes, free parking in a very spacious parking lot.
Now, your flyer is really appealing to me. You know what a fan of worship I am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, worship changes the atmosphere. And,
absolutely.
You know, it invites the angels to come in and join with us. It invites Holy Spirit to come and be a part of it. And, you know, Holy Spirit never shows up empty-handed. He always brings gifts. And his presence alone is gift enough. But, you know, I love how you're... you know, you're walking in your faith in that you want to move in a way in our city and surrounding communities that is going to change things. Amen?
Amen. Absolutely. I mean, Loretta, I know your heart, and I know your heart is just for, you know, unification of the body. Like, we know that in Ephesians, you know, it talks about, like, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. And what does that look like in 2021? Honestly, Loretta, I don't believe it looks like, you know, everybody agreeing on every single point of doctrine on, you know, what to wear and how to have services. That's not going to happen. But can we all just agree that we love the Lord our God first and foremost and then love our neighbor? Can we just come to unity in that regardless of what our background is? Can we just come together and unite our hearts in worship to our worthy Savior and King and shift that atmosphere, like you said, over the city of Chicago? You know, God has given us the authority. As the church, he's given his precious, beautiful church that authority. So can we set whatever we think aside, whatever our theological framework is, and come together and join our hearts and just pour out our worship as a sacrificial offering that is a beautiful fragrance to the Lord. Can we just do that? And I know, Loretta, your heart is the same.
I know. Oh, gosh, I get so excited thinking about it.
Me too. Me too.
I mean, I feel like the atmosphere has just changed in here. And how? Tell me how you and Sam got this idea.
So I work with Sam Lussier, which is my boss, and we work at a holistic wellness center that is actually in the Bridgeport Art Center. It's called Restoration Center Chicago, and that's a long story, which I won't share today, but that was a vision that God placed on Sam's heart to, you know, have this holistic wellness center. And, you know, we were just talking, and, you know, it was totally a divine connection. We found out about another Christian small business in the area, and we're a Christian small business. And this other Christian small business is named Exodus Inc. out of Summit, Illinois. And, you know, Sam felt it was just on her heart to invite this other Christian business over to our offices and just kind of chat and network. One thing led to another, and it was a totally divine appointment. And, you know, Sam and these folks, Mike and Evelyn Lopez, they just started talking about what would it be like to just gather as disciples and just worship the Lord. And that's really where this was birthed. It was just, you know, Christian business to Christian business, but really disciple to disciple saying, hey, let's gather the church together. You know, your church, my church, the church down the street, whoever wants to come, let's just gather together and pour our hearts before the Lord in an appeal to heaven, you know, pray over our city and, you know, just pray over our nation and just come together and worship. So that's really how this thing was birthed. It was just, you know, Jesus folks wanting to get together and love Jesus.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the program. Ivory and telling us about this incredible event. Where can listeners find more information about this?
So the event itself is not posted on our website at this time.
Okay.
So, yeah, if listeners can take note, I can actually, there is, it doesn't have the address, I don't believe, but there's the flyer that you have. There is a small image of it actually at the Exodus Inc. The folks there, they actually just opened up a church, and that is doortoheaven.com. And it just has like a really quick flyer on their homepage, Revive Chicago, Tuesday, December 7th from 6 to 8, and it has the address. So they're welcome to go there if they don't have pen and paper handy.
Terrific.
We will record all the information.
Great. We'll put the information on today's post from today's show.
Would be amazing.
A wonderful board operator, Nick, will be happy to post that. And again, it's going to be held in the coffee shop, Base 8A5E. It's located on the first floor of the Bridgeport Art Center at 1200 West 35th Street in Chicago, Illinois. And the entrance is on the Racine Avenue side. It is next Tuesday. I thought it was tonight. I hit it. I was coming tonight. It is next Tuesday, December 7th from 6 to 8. And there's free parking on the north side of the building. And I'm telling you, listeners, this is a great opportunity to pray for our beautiful city and surrounding communities and our nation, and you will not be disappointed because the worship of the Lord only brings blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Ivory, and say hi
to
Sam for us, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Sounds wonderful. See you next Tuesday. Thank you, everyone.
And when we come back from our break, we are going to have our fan favorite, Maria Vedia, and we're going to talk about the suddenlies of God.
This Wednesday, December 1st, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the big Dobbs v. Jackson abortion case. This is the case that could overturn Roe v. Wade and allow the states to finally restore legal protection to unborn children. The Pro-Life Action League invites you to join the Overturn Roe Rally hosted by Ann Scheidler along with Dr. Steve Jacobs of Illinois Right to Life. Father Tom Loya, pastor of Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Church and host of EWTN Radio's Light of the East, Pastor Cesar LaFleur of Southland Prevention Coalition, Mary Fiorito of the Ethics and Policy Center and guest host on Winds of Change Radio, and more. Don't miss out on one of the most important days in the entire history of the pro-life movement, this Wednesday, December 1st at 12 noon at the Rally to Overturn Roe, Federal Plaza, Adams and Dearborn, Chicago, with parking available nearby. That's this Wednesday at 12 noon, Federal Plaza, Chicago. And be a part of pro-life history.
I'm Mary Fiorito, Winds of Change guest host, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
St. Stanislaus Koska Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Koska Academy is conveniently located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststanschicago.org. ststanschicago.org.
Welcome back. I'm Loretta Frelick, guest host for Father Anthony on Winds of Change. And our next guest is Maria Vedia. Welcome, Maria.
Hi, Loretta.
How are you?
A blessing to be with you again on the radio. I'm doing just fine. How about you?
Praise God. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving with our family. How about yours?
Me too. It was very nice with the children and just to be around the kids.
Isn't that life-giving? It's It's fun to be around the kids. They're so entertaining and interesting.
Yes. And spontaneous.
Yes, that's it. Spontaneous reminds me of what we were planning on talking about today, the suddenlies of God. God is spontaneous in his giving to us. Amen?
Amen, amen. The Holy Spirit moves suddenly. The Holy Spirit moves spontaneously. Nobody can control the Holy Spirit. He does whatever he wants. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know, the Celtic people call the Holy Spirit the wild goose because he's so big and so abrupt and you never know where he's coming or going. And yet when he does, you know he's there.
Yes, and we want to give him that freedom. We want to create that space in our lives where he is able to move powerfully. Yeah.
And how do we create that space in our lives?
Well, one of the things that we as sons and daughters of God, we should be doing, because this is kingdom lifestyle, it's thanking the Lord in every circumstance, not because of the problem, but in the midst of the situation, we thank him because he's there and he's going to get us out. Praising the Lord, worshiping the Lord, because, you know, the Lord inhabits our praises and the atmosphere changes. The devil hates the praises of the Lord, so he has to leave. Amen?
Amen. And especially if you find something the devil doesn't like, you do it again.
Yes. And you know, the enemy loves to torment people. We listen basically to three voices, our own, the Holy Spirit, and the devil's voice. Jesus said in John 8:44 that he's the liar and the father of all lies. And if we keep listening to the voice of the enemy, you know, not understanding that we are listening to the enemy, to the liar, to the devil, then we're going to agree with him.
Right.
Eventually. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And it's going to come out of our mouth. Instead of thanking God, praising God, we're going to be saying, Loretta, especially now in this season, my life stinks. My life will never change. You know?
Right.
This season that we're entering in, the Christmas season, somehow it has the power to raise up all the losses of our lives. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Suddenly all these losses come to the surface. Maybe unfulfilled expectations or broken dreams, broken lives, broken relationships. You know what I'm saying? All these things pop up and we cannot give in to those thoughts.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, no, we cannot go into the enemy territory. We need to lift up our eyes and start thanking the Lord, because you know what? God is a covenant-keeping God. And every promise of God is yes and amen it's yes and amen in our lives. And it will come through. It will come through. His promises will come through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It is really, and it's, you know, there's so many ways in which we are blessed in this season of Advent. I was reading a reflection by Father, by Cardinal John O'Connor, in which he went to confession to another priest, and Magnificat wrote this story. He went to confession to another priest, and the priest gave him such a lovely reflection to think about. And he told him that now is a moment of grace. Something big is about to happen, something very big, and it's going to happen to you. We are about to begin Advent, and God has become incarnate in the human condition for you, personally for you. God has become a tiny little baby right in the middle of our sinfulness, and you now have reason for new and wonderful hope. And I just was so struck by that, as was Cardinal O'Connor, because he said he left the confessional feeling excited about the coming of Advent and a very personal excitement. And, you know, Jesus has come to each of us. He came and died on that cross for each of us, and would have come if it had only been us. And we have this incredible gift of the Messiah to live in our lives every day, all day, forever, until we get to be in heaven with him. And I just think that, you know, Advent, it's not the time for being out. I mean, we have to go out and buy presents and stuff, but and we prepare for Christmas, but we need to be prepared. We prepare our homes for Christmas. We need to be preparing our hearts to welcome the Lord Jesus in a personal way.
Yes, and especially if you have the tendency to get depressed or hopeless or get down
right.
during the season, you don't have to stay like that. You don't have to go through Christmas like that.
No.
Because the Holy Spirit is our helper. And one of the functions of the Spirit is to heal our broken hearts. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. That's one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit, to bind up our brokenness, you know, to heal our hearts. Even at the cross, Loretta, Psalm 69, verse 20, it's very powerful because on the cross, Jesus took our broken hearts. Why did he do that? So that we could be healed.
Amen.
Look at what it says. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am so sick. And I look for sympathy, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. Jesus died of a broken heart on the cross. Why did he do that? So that our hearts could be healed.
Amen.
Because let's face it, everyone sooner or later experiences a broken heart in this planet.
Amen.
Maybe it's a divorce. Maybe it's the death of a loved one. Maybe it's financial ruin. Maybe you just found out that your son or daughter is a drug addict. You know, we all experience broken hearts. How about betrayal, you know, from somebody
right.
that you love? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
All of us, we go through broken hearts, but we don't stay there.
No.
Let the Lord heal your heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Psalm 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So many scripture passages dealing with broken hearts, how the Lord comes to heal us. And I believe that many people don't know this. Amen?
Amen.
They live with their broken hearts, or then they try to, you know, get over it, drinking some alcohol and, you know, doing crazy stuff that gets them deeper into the pit of misery. But we have a helper. It's the Holy Spirit. I remember, you know, when my marriage broke, that first Christmas was so painful. It was.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yes.
And with all those kids. And
yes. Just going to a Christmas Mass with the kids alone, that was painful. But you know what? I knew Jesus, and I knew the Holy Spirit, and I just opened myself to be healed. And the Lord healed my heart. We don't have to stay in that place of brokenness.
Praise God.
Yes. Now,
you know, Maria, I have a similar situation as God has not yet chosen marriage for me. But so I don't have my own children, and I used to be responsible for the Christmas masses, and I had to let somebody else take over at the 4 o'clock children's mass because I would be weeping by the end of it, seeing so many beautiful children and just wanting that for my own and wishing that had been God's plan for me. And so I knew Jesus, and it was in giving that suffering over to Jesus at this beautiful holiday season. But like I've said, you know, my grandmother died around Christmas, and my parents, you know, they were busy taking care of the funeral preparations, and, you know, the nuns played with us one Christmas. It is a time of the year where you're supposed to have like that Norman Rockwell Christmas, and it's supposed to be perfect, and it's supposed to be beautiful, and everybody's supposed to be happy together. And sometimes that's not the case, but always with Jesus, there is a place for healing.
Yes, and we can do something about it. We don't have to go into the land of the enemy, of his deceptions and his lies, and believe all the garbage that he says to us, that our lives will never change, that nothing will ever, you know, be good for us, that there will not be any breakthroughs, no victories. All of that is a bunch of baloney and lies.
It is.
But what we can do is cooperate with the Holy Spirit and start thanking him in faith for the great things that God has in store for us. Because you know what? Each one of us, we were created with a kingdom purpose. We were created for greatness. We were not created for defeat. We were created for victory. We are overcomers. We're more than conquerors in Christ. And I'm just sharing with you and with the people listening what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Romans 8:37, we're more than conquerors.
Amen.
In Christ. But, you know, the power of the tongue, Loretta.
Yes.
We can really damage our destinies. We can really sabotage our destinies with the words that come out of our mouth. Because, you know, we have the power of life and death in the tongue. Proverbs 18:21, and with negative, horrible words that grieve the Holy Spirit, we attract the demons. That's the way it is. Amen?
Amen.
So we wanna proclaim the word of God. We wanna thank God, and in this way the Holy Spirit remains active and moving on our behalf and fighting our battles. Yeah.
Amen. And now we need to start by thanking the Lord. What's the next thing we can do to create a space for the Holy Spirit?
Well, Psalm 100, verse 4, we enter his gates with thanksgiving. We enter his courts with praise. And praise is the Holy Spirit's natural habitat, because that's what's going on in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what's going on in heaven. That's the kind of atmosphere he likes. Remember that the Holy Spirit is a person. He's God. He's a person. He has likes and dislikes. He has a mind of his own. But we know what kind of atmosphere he loves. Praise, worship, love, faith. That's what he likes. That's his kind of atmosphere. So, you know, we need to learn kingdom lifestyle and the culture of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So that we can experience the fullness of the plans and the purposes that God has for us. So the point of what I'm saying is, don't let the enemy ruin your Christmas.
Amen.
That's it. Don't let the enemy ruin your Christmas. No matter what you're going through, you trust God and you start aligning your words with the kingdom, thanking him, praising him, worshiping the Lord. Decreeing and declaring the victory, because God has only good things for you.
Amen.
He's good, and he's good all the time. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, it's sometimes, you know, that word trust can be a little hard. But I find that when I choose to trust God, and I even can say, I don't even know how you're going to fix this one. But I know you have the answer, and I know you're bringing that answer to me. And so when you're trusting God, it's not saying everything's great. You're saying God has got this. And we have to understand, even in the midst of all this pandemic and social unrest and COVID threats of a new variant, none of this is a surprise to God. None of it. He knew it from the beginning of all time, and he has truly got this, and it's our trust in him that will get us to the other side.
Amen, amen, and amen. We don't want to be like the Israelites in the desert.
No.
You know what I'm saying? God delivered them out of Egypt to bring them into the promised land, and that entire generation, except for Caleb, could not make it into the promised land. All they did was grumble and complain because of unbelief and fear.
And yet God provided everything. God provided, you know, fire by cloud by day and fire by night for them to follow him. God provided the manna in the desert. God provided water from a rock. So he's giving them everything, and yet they are still complaining about the food they had in Egypt and the turnips. Who would want a turnip? But anyway, so it's God's already providing, even in the midst of what they're perceiving as just total ruin. And that's where we have to look. It's never total ruin if God's in charge.
You know, they kept saying things like, we'd rather die in the desert. Why, Moses, why did you bring us here to die? They lost the vision, Loretta.
Yes.
They lost the vision. And they ended up experiencing what came out of their mouth. And I don't know who am I speaking to, but if you're listening and you're a very negative person and all that comes out of your mouth is negativity, you got to check your heart. You got to check your heart because you need to speak. You need to start speaking like God speaks. Jesus said in Matthew 12:34, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. There is a connection between the heart and the mouth. And so, you know, sometimes we wonder, where is God? Why didn't God do this? Why didn't God do that? Well, have you checked the words that have been coming out of your mouth? You have grieved the Holy Spirit by the words that you speak. So this is something that we need to take a hold of, what comes out of our mouth.
You know, Maria, you are absolutely right. And recently, a family member who was sick, doctors advised to place him in assisted living. And I looked at this doctor and I said, I did not pray for a comfortable death for my brother. I am praying for a complete miracle and healing of his body. And so I told them, no, we don't. Assisted living is not the thing. And they brought in another doctor and they suggested the same thing. And I told them the same thing. I said, I believe that Jesus has a miracle for him. And I believe that Jesus is going to heal him. And I did, that's what I prayed for. And I know that Jesus is going to heal him in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. As a matter of fact, the healing already took place at the cross.
Amen.
By the wounds of Jesus, he has been healed already. It's a matter of receiving it by faith. And Loretta, the Jewish people are celebrating Hanukkah.
Yes.
And it started yesterday evening. And this is a season of, this is 8 days of miracles.
Yes.
And God's provision. This is the Festival of Lights. And what they are celebrating, one of the things they're celebrating is that thousands of years ago, they only had oil for one day, for the menorah.
Right.
And the oil miraculously multiplied for the next following 7 days.
You're right, Maria. And when we come back from our break, we are going to talk about Hanukkah and what Hanukkah can teach us as Catholics. I'm Loretta Fralick. I'm filling in for Father Anthony Bush on Winds of Change on the new EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WFSI.
This Wednesday, December 1st, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the big Dobbs v. Jackson abortion case. This is the case that could overturn Roe v. Wade and allow the states to finally restore legal protection to unborn children. The Pro-Life Action League invites you to join the Overturn Roe rally hosted by Ann Scheidler along with Dr. Steve Jacobs of Illinois Right to Life. Father Tom Loya, pastor of Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Church and host of EWTN Radio's Light of the East, Pastor Cesar LaFleur of Southland Prevention Coalition. Mary Fiorito of the Ethics and Policy Center and guest host on Winds of Change Radio, and more. Don't miss out on one of the most important days in the entire history of the pro-life movement. This Wednesday, December 1st at 12 noon at the Rally to Overturn Roe, Federal Plaza, Adams and Dearborn, Chicago, with parking available nearby. That's this Wednesday at 12 noon, Federal Plaza, Chicago. And be a part of pro-life history.
We are the students of St. Stan LaCosta Academy.
Your children can join them for face-to-face classroom instruction. Visit ststanschicago.org to find out how.
And you're listening to The Winds of Change.
Welcome to a St. Nicholas Minute. Do you know what the Christmas spirit is? Some say the Christmas spirit is a feeling of love, joy, and peace that comes this time each year. You know, it's not a bad answer. It's just incomplete. The Christmas spirit is the living presence of the third member of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, actively animating and perfecting the lives of Christians. In fact, the love, joy, and peace that we associate with the Christmas spirit are what St. Paul calls the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Many wish the Christmas spirit could be with us all year round. Well, I've got news for you. It can. Why do you think I'm so jolly? So even long after the Christmas decorations are stored away, our hearts can be filled 365 days with the same love, joy, and peace that the angels proclaimed to the shepherds, if we are open to the power of the Holy Spirit, the true Christmas spirit. For Christ is born, glorify him.
This is Loretta Freilich. Welcome back. We're talking to our guest, Maria Vadilla, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit and its and his place in Advent. And we're even going to talk, we've been talking about Hanukkah and the Festival of Lights in Hanukkah. And we recall that this was an event that became a Jewish tradition after they were able to, the Syro-Grecians, I don't know who those people are, but they were the enemy of the Jews, and they had taken the temple, and the Jews got the temple back. And so in thanksgiving to God, they wanted to light the menorah. And the menorah, they didn't have enough oil, you were saying, Maria. Can you tell?
Yes, they had oil for one day.
And, you know, we all know what it's like to have something for one day, and God works a miracle. And how long did those lights burn?
For 8 days. So it was a miracle of the oil, because they only had oil for one day, and they wanted to light up the candles of the menorah every single day for 8 days. So this was a miracle. So Loretta, this is a time of miracles.
It is.
You know?
It is.
Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we have to understand that our God is a God of miracles. And that he moves suddenly in our lives.
Amen.
And we were talking about suddenlies, and we were talking about praising the Lord. And in Acts chapter 16, when Paul and Silas are in that dungeon, where they were thrown into that dungeon, instead of grumbling and complaining, they were praying and singing praises to God. You know what happened?
Yep.
Suddenly, the earth shook, the chains broke, and the doors opened. Amen?
Amen.
That was another miracle, and it came suddenly.
Amen.
So when we praise and worship the Lord, we create an atmosphere for suddenlies, because God shows up and he starts doing whatever he wants, which is always good. Amen?
It's better.
He heals. He sets the captives free. He releases revelation. He releases illumination. He releases freedom, joy, fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. So it's awesome. Awesome.
Praise God. And, you know, I'm reminded of the other story. I'm not as good at you as you are in able to pinpoint it in Acts, but it is in Acts. Peter was in prison, and they were praying for him at one of the apostles' house, and he was able to get free. And he goes to the house where he knows the people are praising and singing songs to God and lifting up, you know, the issue. And they're praying for Peter to get released. And Peter goes to the house. He knocks on the door. One of the little girls opens the door up and doesn't let him in, closes the door, and runs back into the room where they're praying and says, "I think Peter's released." And obviously, the suddenly of God is what released him. But, you know, Holy Spirit has a sense of humor, too.
Yes. They were praying for his release, and when he showed up, they were not sure it was him. They said, "It's probably his angel."
Well, this is a season, you know, now that you mention that, Maria, this is also a season of angels.
Yes.
And we need to remember that we have angels who are standing by us, waiting to take assignment and to go out and bring God's suddenlies to be.
Amen. Amen. Angelic assistance is part of our inheritance in Christ. Hebrews 1:14. He releases angels to help us, you know, on our
right.
way to
And
I've experienced the ministry of angels many times, especially in difficult and dangerous places in Africa. I've experienced the angels there a lot.
Amen.
They're very active. And also they're very active in the atmosphere of praise and worship, because when King Jesus comes, he comes with the blessings of his kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
The angels come with him.
Amen.
So, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. The angels foretold his birth. The angels carried messages to the shepherds that, you know, the lowest of the low in the town, and the angels proclaimed Jesus' birth.
Amen. The angels appeared suddenly to the shepherds.
Right.
You know, with the great news, the news of great joy, which is that we have a Messiah that has been born, the Savior has been born. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, what are some of the other ways that we make room for Holy Spirit this Advent season?
Well, I think a big way is forgiveness, keeping our hearts free from unforgiveness, from bitterness, from anger. This is a big one. Amen?
Amen.
Because people don't understand that unforgiveness is an open door for the devil. And, you know, John 10:10, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And this is, first of all, we need to forgive because the Lord says it in his word. You
Amen.
Know,
yes.
We say it in the Our Father, forgive us as we forgive those, you know. So we need to do things God's way. But unforgiveness is an open door for the enemy. You're giving the enemy a legal right to destroy your life.
Okay, now when you say legal right, I'm a lawyer, so I understand that. But for our listeners in the spiritual, what does a legal right mean?
It means that that the enemy has access into your life. He has access rightfully into your life because of unforgiveness. You know, he can access you lawfully, legally, because you have unforgiveness. Maybe you can explain it better.
Well, it's a concept that I think people don't understand. But when you open that door and you give, like you say, the legal right to be there, you know, the devil can come into your house and rearrange your furniture, and you become someone who is, you know, I'll forgive that person, but, you know, like, they have to apologize to me first. Or the best example is a friend of mine uses all the time. It's like drinking poison and wishing the other person would die.
Yeah.
And you are walking around. I mean, I've done it. You are walking around stewing with bitterness and unforgiveness and saying terrible things about the other person, if only to yourself. And yet that person has, like, no knowledge that you're really that mad at him or her, unless you've told them. But and they're not walking around going, oh, I'm really going to be mad at that person. But then the devil can come in and make you think about other things they did that were bad to you. And then you can get to the point where you can't even sit next to them at the dinner table, you know, when you have Christmas. And it becomes, you act out in a way that you would never behave if you loved this person.
Yes, and this is a festering wound. It
yes.
does not become better or smaller until you take steps of faith to forgive that person.
Yes.
Yeah, it grows and grows, and that bitterness comes out of your pores.
Yes.
You know what I'm,
Oh, I do, Maria.
Look at life through the lens of bitterness and anger, and people run away from you.
Right.
Because, you know, you contaminate everybody around you.
Right.
With that, it's terrible. And but the enemy, once again, the enemy convinces people, no, I don't have to forgive if you only knew what they did to me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
if
I
you
do.
Knew what they did to me. No, we need to forgive no matter what. And I'm not trying to minimize the pain in people's hearts, but if they don't forgive, everything's going to get worse.
And, you know, not only is it going to get worse, but someone once said it was like going on a grand tour of Europe with 20 bags. And every time you get to a new place in your life, you have to unload those bags. And when you're ready to go to the next spot, you got to pick those bags up, carry them with you, check into the next place and stop on your life. And that's just too much. Give the baggage to Jesus. Because that's why he died, to take that pain from us and let Jesus work it out. And he will have a better solution than you will.
Listen, when people forgive, I've seen miracles take place and the Holy Spirit starts moving suddenly. There is such acceleration that it's mind-boggling. I remember in Tanzania, in Africa, I gave a whole talk on the need to forgive, and people came up to forgive, and it was so, I mean, the presence of God was there, was so anointed, and wow, the Holy Spirit started to release restoration in people's lives, so on and so forth. Anyway, 2 days later, this tall African man that I did not know had a testimony. He said that his wife had left him 2 years ago, and that his life had become a disaster, because he was so angry. His business went down the drain. He started to smoke 2 packs a day of cigarettes. I mean, angry. And when I gave that talk on the need to forgive, he realized that he had never forgiven his wife, never.
Mm-hmm.
And for 2 years, the wife did not want to talk to him. But that day, he forgave. And you know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
A miracle happened.
Praise God.
A few minutes later, we took a lunch break, and guess who called him?
No.
And we're telling him, do you think that our marriage can be restored?
Oh, my gosh. Glory to God.
And he told her, I'm in a retreat right now. As soon as it's over, we meet. You know what? A few days after that retreat was over, he came with his wife.
Praise God.
She gave her life to Jesus, and we prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I mean, and I have a whole history of people, you know, with great testimonies after forgiveness. There was one priest in whatever part of the USA that came up to forgive. I did not know who he was forgiving, but that was on a Friday evening. On a Sunday, he had a testimony. He came up to forgive his father, his earthly father, who was an alcoholic, who verbally abused him, you know, every life. And they had not spoken to each other in 4 months. And this priest, you know, he told the Lord that day, Lord, I'm going to forgive my father, but look at me, and if you are conscious, if you're looking at what I'm doing, give me a sign. Give me a sign. So he went up to forgive his father. That was Friday. Sunday morning, he got a text message from his father after 4 months of not speaking to each other. I said, son, I want my relationship with you to be restored, and I'm ready to go for help. I'm ready to go to AA. See?
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Something happens when we forgive. The Holy Spirit starts moving in restoration. Everything that God had planned for you, suddenly, poof, there's a move of restoration in your life. It's beautiful. It's powerful.
It is. And it can only come from God.
Yes. And we do it. You know, some people think that they have to feel the emotion.
Right.
Well, it's not like that.
No.
First of all, you need to make a decision with your mind.
Yes.
I'm going to forgive because the Word of God says so, because the Lord says so, and I need to be obedient.
Amen.
I had to do it with my husband when my marriage broke.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't even feel like forgiving them.
Right.
You know? But God is grateful. He gives you the grace. He gives you the power to do it. So the first step, making a decision in your head, I am going to forgive. Number two, receive the grace from the Lord. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit to forgive. And then point number three, speak it out loud in the name of Jesus. I now forgive so and so. I forgive them. Father, I place them in your hands. I release all the bitterness, the anger, the unforgiveness. Take away the heart of stone. Give me a heart of flesh and fill me with joy and love.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And then the feelings follow.
Amen.
You know, one thing that I did with my husband, because I had to forgive him many times. It's not only after I forgave him, I would bless him.
Oh, wow.
I would release blessing. I bless you. I bless you with the blessings of Abraham. I bless you with revelation of Jesus. I bless you with financial blessings. I bless you with joy, with hope, with peace. You know,
yes.
I would bless you. Yeah.
God.
Because Paul says, overcome evil with good. So this is how I did it, and it worked for me.
Praise God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And what else can we do to make space for Holy Spirit?
Well, we can get together with other believers, because we're not meant to be lone rangers. We go to Mass,
yes.
We receive the sacraments, and also we gather together in fellowship with other believers that think like we do. We praise God together. We minister to one another. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that is so, so important. And this is one of the things that COVID came out to destroy, the fellowship.
Yes.
But he's not going to be able to do this any longer, because we understand the plans of the enemy.
Amen. Amen.
We're not going to let the enemy keep us trapped and keep us silent and keep us from congregating with other believers. No, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
No. And we continue to give glory to God and to praise him for the ways in which he moves in our lives. Because even with COVID, the Lord is moving in our world and in our lives. And it is suddenly and amazing.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. So this is the Festival of Lights.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I love about the Festival of Lights, where you were talking before, they only had enough oil for the one candle for the lamp in the menorah. And that was because that was all the oil that had been left that the Greeks who had taken over the temple had not contaminated. They had only one day's supply, and yet it lasted for 8 days until they could produce new oil. And this, like you said, this was a miracle. But the first miracle was this band of faithful but poorly equipped Jews were led by Judah the Maccabean, and he defeated the mightiest armies on earth when he drove the Greeks from the land and reclaimed the Holy Temple in Jerusalem and rededicated it to the service of God. And it's when they went to light the temple's menorah, they found that they only had that one single cruse of olive oil that had not been contaminated by the Greeks that had overtaken the temple. And can you imagine? They wanted to bless God and rededicate the temple to God in gratitude for this incredible gift. And here they think, oh, we aren't going to be able to do it, but we'll start with the one, and God blesses them again with another miracle.
Yes, our God is a God of miracles, and I believe that many people that are listening, they need breakthroughs, they need miracles in their lives, and just like the Lord supplied the oil for the next 8 days,
right.
We decree declare that the oil of gladness is being supplied for people that are sad and hopeless and depressed. Open up your hearts and get filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of joy. Let the oil of gladness come upon you right now, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Also, Loretta,
yes,
let's pray for a breakthrough and a miracle for the court case December 1st.
Tomorrow, or Wednesday. Wednesday, yes.
Yeah, Wednesday, December 1st. We decree and declare victory for the forces of life. We come against the forces of abortion, the forces of darkness. Lord, we are in the time of Hanukkah. Fight this battle for us, God. Fight for us. Fight for those who are going before the Supreme Court, and let life win. Let life win this victory in the Supreme Court on Wednesday. Let the light of Christ penetrate the hearts and the minds of all the Supreme Court justices, and give them the courage, and give them the power to do the right thing, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank
this
you,
is gonna
Jesus.
Be a big victory for America, a big one, a big one. Thank you, Lord, because Roe versus Wade will crumble. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And, you know, Maria, you had talked about the joy of the Lord being our strength. We must be joyful in our going forward, because we know our God has the victory. It is no longer a woe is me mentality. It must be a great is he, because he can do it. And the Lord in the scripture tells us, don't grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So we're not supposed to fear. We're not supposed to be dismayed, but we're supposed to trust in God that he is going to strengthen us and help us. And he has given me victory for my trouble. And the Lord is giving us victory. And the joy of the Lord is our strength, and he's going to provide everything we need. He's providing all of those listening parties. We've got a listening party. My co-host is moderating a panel of experts that are going to help people navigate. I can't believe we're the only city having one of those. But it will be a teaching moment to explain to people so they can take it to their friends and their families and their churches. So, Lord, we just decree and declare that the joy of the Lord is the strength of everyone who is listening to the Supreme Court arguments, and that they will rise up and share this information and knowledge with their friends, and that the joy of the Lord in this case will be their strength.
Amen, amen. Look at what Psalm 30 says, verses 11, 12. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Isn't that powerful?
Oh my gosh, it is. It is.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And you know, it also says in Nehemiah that this is a day that is holy to our Lord. So when he proclaims victory, you got to get on board. And it's wonderful, I think, that it's happening in this Advent season. And I thank you so much, Maria, for being here today and praying with us and sharing with the ways in which we can create a space for the Holy Spirit. And they're so important in terms of the forgiveness that we must have. And we are just so blessed to have had you with us today, Maria. And so I want to thank you for coming on. As always, the time goes way too fast, but I'm just, as you're getting your Christmas trees ready, just like you check those lights to see if they're burning, you check your hearts. Is your heart right with the Lord? Because he's coming in a big and powerful way in suddenlies. Amen.
Amen.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is wrought. It's time to be stirred. The time.